Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What happens when you're a child and you know you are seeing the dead, yet absolutely no one in your house believes you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That's today. If you have a ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. That would be horrible. I kind of know what that feels like of not being believed as a kid. Not that I really truly had any ghostly experiences, but not even just being recognized as like, well, you did experience that, and just being dismissed. I had a lot of that. I mean, constantly when it was like, no, this is what happened. And like, no, that's not what, like, okay. You just kind of want to crawl into a hole. And I'm someone who's always like very much like was honest about things. So it really bothered me when somebody would not believe something I was telling them when it was completely true.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I think it's weird because when I lived in the haunted house when I was a kid, but I don't ever remember really going to my mom and having a conversation with her about it.
No.
It was just kind of, this is what it is, and we all get it.
Yeah.
But my mom wasn't that lovey-dovey anyway, grown up. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's she going to say?
Yeah.
Nothing. So, it was kind of like just the kids, we just kind of dealt with it on our own, which is really weird thinking back on that now.
Yeah. But you all, like, universally kind of accepted it was going on. It just really wasn't discussed, right?
No. I think when you discuss things, like we discussed it amongst ourselves,
yeah,
like especially the three oldest.
Yeah.
But I think too, when you discuss it, it makes it real.
Yeah.
Like when you hear something at night and then the next day you go, oh my God, someone is walking around at night. Then it made it real rather than you hear someone walking around at night and then you convince yourself it's not real.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. But this is kind of a lesson in how not to be a parent when your child tells you something.
Let's take a listen.
What's going on?
Starts out, Melissa from South Carolina here. I've considered myself, or whether I've considered calling my story in since the day I found you, but I think I can relay it more clearly in writing. I believe I was around 5 years old when I began experiencing strange things after being put to bed at night. I was living in Florida at the time with my mother, who had recently divorced my father. She had a new boyfriend, and we were living with him. It was a small house, and my bedroom was right off the living room. If my door was open, I had a straight line of vision to the couch, and I could see anyone sitting on it and watching television. It all began one night when my mother put me to bed. I don't remember if I was awakened or if it started before when I went to sleep, but something that I could not see, but that I could definitely feel, began at the floor at the foot of my bed and worked its way up onto the bed. It was making an awful noise, something between the sound of a saw and a zip, zip, zip. and it was slapping the foot of my bed. The first time it happened, I just screamed and cried. My mother came rushing to find nothing, and whatever it was gone. Of course, she thought I had had a bad dream, even though I explained that I was wide awake. This started happening a lot. Eventually, my mother got fed up, began getting spankings because she thought, I just didn't want to go to bed, so I was left to be tortured by this thing, slapping my bed while I lay there. I cried quietly so my mom couldn't hear. I can't believe I didn't just go for the spankings to make this thing go away. I was able to convince her to at least leave the door open to my bedroom. That way some light poured in and I could see her and her boyfriend sitting on the couch at night. But it turned out that didn't help at all. Instead of the bed slapping, I began to see apparitions. The one that scared me the most was the one that looked like my mother. The entity was very short, though, maybe 4 feet tall. She stood just inside my door against the wall. I could look out through the bedroom door and see my mother on the couch watching TV, and also see the short ghost thing that looked like my mother. So this set off a whole new reason to get those spankings. I screamed with everything I had, like before. After a few instances, I stopped screaming when these things happened because the spanking sucked. The short ghost of my mom was accompanied by others at this time. They didn't look like anyone I knew. They never approached me. They would appear and disappear. I would say that I knew that they were up to no good. Somehow I knew they were bad. It could be that they caused me to get so many spankings and still chose to scare the shit out of me, so I could find no good in that. Now that I can think of what happened to me from an adult perspective, I know that my child mind didn't even know there were ghosts. I was just terrified, and I felt tormented by these unknown beings in my room. The last thing that happened to me in that house is probably the worst and the one that has changed how I sleep in a bed forever. I was asleep with my back to the wall, as that's how my bed was positioned. Something tickled me on my side, and I rolled back to see what it was. On the wall was a very tall black figure, but it had a red glow. It looked exactly how the devil is depicted in drawings with horns and all, but it was black and glowed red. When I looked at it, it grinned at me. I don't even know how to describe it. A blacker than black grin, but I can see it in my mind to this day. I pulled the covers over me so tightly, and I never looked back at the wall again that night. I don't know how long it stayed there, and it did not touch me again. To this day, I cannot sleep in a bed positioned against the wall lengthwise. I don't know how long we lived in that house, but I imagine not long because we moved around a lot. It wasn't until your show that I began to wonder if my mother might have had something to do with this. I remember before all this happened, my mother had me play with her and the Ouija board. I don't remember the questions she asked. My memory is mostly photographic, and I remember what it looked like with her hands and my hands on the board while it moved around. I wonder if she brought something in. Unfortunately, she passed away 23 years ago when I was 17, so I can't ask her about the Ouija board or about the spankings she gave me or for screaming at night. Nothing like that ever happened to me again, so I believe it was contained to that house or situation at the time. I have 4 kids now, one being 17 months old. She's going through a stage now of crying when I put her to bed, sometimes a little more hysterically than I think is normal. And I can't help but wonder if she ever sees anything that scares her like I did when I was little. I'm sure it's typical for a baby her age, but my mind goes there anyway. Of course, I'd also choose to listen rather than spank if I ever found out my children had something like this happening to them. I guess my mother was just cut from a different cloth. Thanks for sharing my story. Love your show. Melissa. Thoughts?
Well, I think the mother needed some parenting lessons. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, don't play with a Ouija board with your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
Play with it with strangers that you meet on Tinder.
Yeah. And it seems like there should be some kind of Ouija board app that you could do with people. Then you wouldn't even have to necessarily see them.
Never thought of that. Yeah.
It's an idea, right? But so, if they have been, or maybe, you know, it just makes me think of the mom's messing with the Ouija board with her daughter, which is messed up. Makes me think the mom's messing with the Ouija board with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something did come into the house. And maybe the mom doesn't see it. But like we've discussed lots of times on this show, how kids see things that adults don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids seeing that Oh, it's just an imaginary friend. Or is it?
Yeah.
But then, you know, the poor child's having, and if nothing else, even if you don't believe that the kid's seeing ghosts or demons or anything, the child's having some serious issues sleeping. So spanking her is not going to help. I mean, that just makes me sad that she's seeing all this stuff and she's getting punished for it.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Let me spank you. It'll make your vision stop. Like, that's not how that works, Mom.
I'm going to spank you. Go back to bed now that you've been spanked. Oh, that's great.
I know. It's just kind of shocking how, you know, things that just defy like common sense, but because somebody's parents did it to them, then they're going to do it to their kids. And it's like, just stop for a second and think, not everything your parents did made any sort of fucking sense. So maybe break the cycle at some point, you know. I'm not saying I'm anti-spanking. I think in some cases it's needed, like especially if there's danger of bodily injury and you really need to get through to a child that maybe can't quite understand yet that, yes, pain is involved if you're going to walk near the edge of that cliff or something that, you know, okay, this will divert you in those sort of things. But just, you know, physical hitting for like no real reason or because you don't like the thought process of something. No, there's times and places for certain things and never beating. But, you know, a little swat on the butt sometimes is the only thing that's going to make a child sometimes change action. But this is not one of them.
No. And it does sound like she broke the cycle because she has kids and doesn't treat them like that. So yeah. I think that's good. I think that's very positive.
I do too.
And, you know, and her 17-month-old might be having some kind of night terrors, might be seeing ghosts. You don't know, but I think it's pretty common for kids to have problems sleeping when they're that age.
Yeah.
You know.
But yes, let's hit them and that'll make it all better.
But how terrifying. Like that whole situation. So this poor kid is seeing like the one time actually sounds like a demonic sort of thing and is so afraid but can't say anything because if she says anything, mom's gonna spank her. Like that's so messed up. I hope she got some counseling.
Yeah. It was either the devil or it was Sam. It was either the devil or it was Sam Smith and singing Body Shop in the
after the Grammys. Maybe it
could
was
be
Sam Smith. I don't know.
You never really know exactly. That's the scary part. All right. That's going to wrap up this story. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. So you don't miss any of our stories and get it all commercial free through Apple Podcasts. If you subscribe as a premium member there, even try it out for 3 days or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get all of our episodes ad free. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening. Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.